Genesis chapter 50. And Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept upon him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. And the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spoke to the house of Pharaoh, saying, If now I have found grace in your eyes, speak, I ask you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, My father made me swear, saying, I die. In my grave which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan, there shall you bury me. Now therefore let me go up, I ask you, and bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, Go up and bury your father according as he made you swear. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, and all the house of Joseph and his brethren and his father's house. Only their little ones and their flocks and their herds they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond Jordan. And there they mourned with a great and very sore lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father 7 days. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians. Wherefore the name of it was to be called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond Jordan. And his sons did to him according as he commanded them. For his sons carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field for a possession of a burying place of Ephron the Hittite before Mamre. And Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went up with him to bury his father after he had buried his father. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph perhaps now will hate us and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did to him. And they sent a messenger to Joseph, saying, Your father did command before he died, saying, So shall you say to Joseph, Forgive, I ask you now, the trespass of your brethren and their sin, for they did to you evil, and now we ask you, forgive the trespass of the servants of Yahweh, of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, Behold, we are your servants. And Joseph said to them, Fear not, for am I in the place of Yahweh? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but Yahweh meant it for good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now, therefore, do not fear. I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brethren, I die. And Yahweh will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, Yahweh will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. End of chapter.